Nutrition labels have been a part of American life for a decade now. They're full of information about calories, fats, proteins, vitamins, and minerals. But do they change the way Americans eat?
As a matter of fact, Americans do read labels. 70% say they study them before they buy something for the first time.
Fewer of them, however, have said they've actually changed their behavior. People say they recognize their diet can be healthier, but the factor that primarily influences what you're going to choose is how much you enjoy the food, that is, the taste.
That would suggest that telling Americans that a food has trans fats may not keep people from eating it. Many people may not know that trans fats are created when hydrogen is added to liquid fat to make it into solid shortening. They're even worse for the heart than saturated fats. They build up the body's bad cholesterol and reduce the good cholesterol. Cookies, cakes, crackers, chips, soup mixes, you name it, all have trans fats in them. The fats give the foods their taste, their consistency, and a long shelf life. So, trans fats are clearly labeled. That way, Americans will act on the new information because they won't have to give up the foods they like.
A handful of products have already been reformulated without trans fats. Crackers such as Triscuits and Goldfish, Doritos chips, even some varieties of Oreos.
More brands will follow suit. Companies, I think, will fear that maybe 5, 10, 20% of the people will read the label and avoid products that have trans fat. Thus, labeling the trans fat will help spur companies to improve their products.
We'd love to see more food companies remove trans fat from their products soon, though it's not an easy work.